Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for a check on sports with our good friend Mike Max, Sports to the Max here on WCCO Radio. Maxie, let's start with good morning, by the way. First of all, how you doing?
Good morning, John. Good. How are you?
Good. Say, you know what I had been saying yesterday about the Timberwolves and just that, just sort of, a lackluster performance on Tuesday night. They sure turned that around on Thursday evening.
It was about as much fun as watching them as had been the case all year. Everything that they are capable of doing, they did last night. Now, Sacramento's not a defensive juggernaut, but these are still the best athletes in the world. And they got up and down the floor, and Karl Anthony Towns had 30 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 block shots. Quietly, they've been trying to push him to become more aggressive and assertive, particularly in the defensive end. Last night, they kind of unleashed him a little bit, and you see what he can do. And then they were just so aggressive and attacking all the time. Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Jeff Teague hit a shot to close out the first half that kind of ended the game almost, because you can see that momentum had shifted. And they have so much offensive skill. And when you watch them play, when they get a little bit bogged down, is if you see them go to Butler first, the first pass, and he might have the ball 20 seconds, the 24-second shot clock. So your second option doesn't have a lot of time. You don't have a third option on it. But when they're moving the ball like it's on a string and guys are getting good touches, they are really fun to watch. And last night you saw what Tibbs had in mind when he put this team together in the offseason. They can be a fun and entertaining team.
Yeah, Cole Aldrich got his first basket of the year last night. So, and it seems everybody got into the game.
Yeah, when you win that big and you hit by that much in the fourth quarter. And, you know, there might be a role for Cole there because his size, if he could play defense, you know, they could put him in for, you know, 5 or 6 minutes or something like that, just to negate sometimes some size because they've had a tough time defending some people in the post. If he could just give them that, they don't need a lot from guys like him. They need Gorgui Dieng will assume most of those minutes off the bench. But there's some room there for him.
The Wolves take on the Phoenix Suns next. That'll be Saturday. Pregame at 6:30. The tip-off just after 7. Alan Horton here, of course, on WCCO Radio. The Wild get a win last night with their 2-0 shutout, and it is Stalock's first NHL shutout, I think, in the past. Is it 3 seasons, I do believe?
Yeah, I think he's got 5 overall, but Alex Stalock stepping in for Devin Dubnyk, who's hurt, and Stalock said he's had an interesting last month. He and his wife had a new baby there a couple of weeks ago, and then he came back and he had a tough game against, I think it was Winnipeg, on the road, and since then he's been good again, and competitive son of a gun he is. And you know what's interesting about him, John, is I always talk to him when I'm out there. I like that. He's a nice fellow from South St. Paul. In this day and age, the way things have changed so quickly at that position, he might not get a shot in professional hockey because he's not 6'3". But he's proved that you don't have to be a good goalie, because everybody's getting basketball like goalies now. And he might not get a shot if he was coming out right now, but because he's got a track record, they signed him. And this is what it's for. When Dubnyk's out, he picked up the slack last night. They only scored 2 goals. It was one Tyler Ennis had one in the first period, and it was 1-0 well into the third period. So they really needed him to step up. I think he had 28 saves, and that was a big win for that team.
Yes, he did, and yes, it was, for sure. Hey, the Vikings getting ready on Sunday. Cincinnati Bengals coming to town. The Vikings got to be just glad to be at home. I know you get over and you cover them over at practice facilities here. So what's the mood? What's the attitude?
Yeah, thrilled to be at home and thrilled that, you know, they know that they can step up and tee off on Sunday against a Cincinnati team that's struggling, that's really struggling, and they should be able to take care of business and win the division and all those things on Sunday. They know that they should be able to do that. Defensively, they should be able to set the terms, as they say. on Sunday. They just need to play one good football game. And so I don't, you know, obviously there's a lot of, there's always some hangover when you lose like they did against Carolina, but I sense that's pretty much in the rearview mirror right now. That focus is on Sunday, and I don't think there's going to be much carryover. I think they're in good shape going in. I'm going to go out there today. Maybe we'll find out more about the offensive line's health, which is, you know, probably the biggest question this week. But if they're semi-healthy and they've had some guys practicing this week, they should be just fine.
All right. Good stuff all the way around. Now, let's switch gears here completely. How about this for a snappy lead-in? Last night, girls basketball, St. Clair outlasts Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 93-86 in four overtimes, Maxie. Oof. What a game that must have been.
Four OTs and a small gym. That's a pretty good stuff down there, 93-86. That's a lot of points to put up. That would have been a fun game to be at. There were some parents that were on pins and needles last night watching that one. And yeah, there were a handful of games last night that were played. Chaska went in and beat Lakeville North at Lakeville North in boys basketball, 62-55. That was a big win for them because Lakeville North was 3-0. So tonight on the high school sports track, we'll be all over. We got games and cameras everywhere.
All right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Old Dutch high school standout here for this week.
Yeah, she's from Glencoe Silver Lake. Her name is McKenna Monahan. And you talk about being off to a good start. She plays basketball at Glencoe Silver Lake. Her team is 3-0, and she's averaging 30 points a game, averaging 30 points a game to start the season. And obviously, they're off to the great undefeated start, so she is worthy of it. Megan Monahan, our Old Dutch Athlete of the Week.
Great stuff. Thanks, Maxie. Hey, you and I will chat an hour from now. We'll catch up on some more sports here as we're making our way through. Thanks for checking in now. I do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Sean.
Take care.
Got him! Fernando Rodney shoots the arrow up into the mist, and the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 4-3.
A little bit of news from the Twins yesterday as they wrapping up at Disney World, the winter meetings, and they signed Fernando Rodney as a closer. $4.5 million, 1 year contract. Mike Max, what do you think?
I'll take it, man. I'll do it. Yeah. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? He's going to be 41, I think, by the time the season starts. Yeah, he's played for, you know, people remember him because he played Detroit, Seattle, Arizona most recently. But I don't know if that has to do with the fact that they know Brandon Kinsler's going back to Washington, and he was maybe a person in play that they had traded during the year and thought they could get back, and now it looks like he's staying with Washington. Or if they just see Fernando as... Yeah, he could be one of those guys you bring in and say, we're not sure he's going to be our closer, our setup man, but we want a guy like that in the bullpen because he gives us kind of a veteran presence and he's been through the wars before. And so probably a kind of a low-risk signing. If his arm is healthy, he's getting a physical today. You know, he's the kind of guy that you may need him as a closer. He's certainly not intimidated by the situation. Game's not too big for him. He's done all that stuff, and he's kind of an interesting guy. Shoot the arrow after he makes the save, and always wears that hat crooked and off to the side. And so, yeah, that's not a bad signing. It's not a blockbuster. It's not what you're looking for. They still want that starting pitcher, but you can never go wrong fortifying your bullpen.
Well, you know, congratulations, too, on the ABBA connection there. Did you pick it?
Did you catch that?
Yes, I did. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? The last person I ever thought I would hear quote ABBA is Mike Maxwell.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know I was quoting ABBA, but I knew I had heard it somewhere.
Okay, good. Timberwolves win last night in a pretty darn balanced attack all the way. It was good to see Wiggins lighten it up, but Karl-Anthony Towns, of course, another double-double. I think it's his 23rd to lead the NBA for this season.
Yeah, he had a monster night last night, 30-14 with 5-5 in assists and blocks, and he asserted himself. What they really want to see from Karl-Anthony Towns is better defense. And some of that is just because he's a young guy, but he should be better at it by now. And I was talking to somebody inside that said, you know, what they got to do is they got to put him on tall guys always, because any time he's got to guard somebody that's a little bit smaller than him, he gets bored running around chasing them. It's not a good matchup. So you almost need him to play against the big guys like Embiid from Philadelphia to kind of engage him. But last night he got engaged and he blocked a couple of shots and started fast breaks. And offensively... this kid's, you know, off the charts in terms of his skill level and potential and what he can do. If you can get him to play both ends of the court, you're going to win a lot more games in the fourth quarter, and that's where they've lacked.
All right, a lot of stuff to watch there. The Wild get a much win last night over Toronto and the Maple Leafs, a shutout win for Stalock.
Yeah, Alex Stalock from South St. Paul. Devin Dubnyk's hurt, so he steps in. And that was a big win for them, to win a couple at home like this. They've kind of righted the ship a little bit here. It looks like they're going to be a good, tough, competitive team all year. They're not going to be a great team. They're not going to be an elite team. They're not going to have that kind of year like they did last year in the first couple months of the season when they played Columbus in that huge where they both had the unbeaten streaks and some of that stuff. But they're going to be solid, and so they need to be. You know, they don't have a lot of margin for error, i.e., 2-0 last night, 1-0 until late in the third period. But they're good enough to grind out wins. They just can't give up too many goals, and that's been their bugaboo some nights this year. And they get up around 4 or 5, they're not going to win those games. They don't have enough offensive skill, and it's not about just Zach Parise coming back. It is who they are. And so to grind one out last night, they didn't allow a lot of shots on goal till the third period, so Stalock didn't have to make a lot of big saves until the end, and then he came up pretty good. That's how they're going to win games right now.
Ah, yes, indeed. Hey, how about this? Aaron Rodgers coming back to play the Panthers from Carolina at Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers ready to come back. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, not that he won't be just fine, but can he be just fine on Sunday? Really, it's their only hope. They can't beat Carolina without him playing quarterback. Now, can he play at a high level against them? Maybe. Yeah, I was pretty impressed with Carolina's defense last week. Is down there for that game, you know, for the Vikings game. And their linebackers are as active as they say, and their defensive line in bad. Julius Peppers even gives you a little something. Their secondary is a little bit suspect. And so the Packers' last chance here, I think, is to hope that Rodgers comes back sharp. And I don't know if he can. That's a tough position to play, but he's very good at it. But he gives them the best chance to win. And if somehow he'd win and Cincinnati would pull off an upset on the Vikings, then you'd have a very meaningful game December 23rd at Lambeau Field on a Saturday night. So this is what they're playing for, try to get into the playoffs, and I think that he is their only chance.
All right. Hey, a lot of college football kicking off this weekend with the start of the bowl season here. What did I hear? 40 bowl games plus the championship game?
40 bowl games, and the Gophers aren't even in the Cheerio Bowl.
All right. Hey, wait.
It's strange, though, John, because you got this signing date next week, and this is the first time they had this early signing date. And in some respects, it works to P.J. Fleck and the Gophers' favor because they don't have any practices. They just go out and recruit the whole time. And we're just getting accustomed to this. This is the first year, but I don't know how all these teams did this where they had practices and tried to recruit and finalize their class.
Yeah, that's a lot to pay attention to. Hey, I want to mention this, too, though. Sunday morning, you will be the pregame coverage on WCCO television because that game is at noon on WCCO television.
Right, yeah, yep. I'm going to do a 10:30 television show, but I'll also be doing the sports huddle, and I just talked to Jack Morris, the Hall of Famer, is going to join Dave Mona and Sid and I on Sunday morning. So we'll have him and a whole bunch more on Sunday morning on radio as well.
A lot of good stuff. Hey, Maxie, thanks so much for the visit this morning. Dave, back with you on Monday. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend, John.
You too. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.